The text for our consideration today is from Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Over the last few weeks, our nation, indeed really the world, has had to face many unknowns that have stemmed from the coronavirus pandemic. People are wondering about their health or about the health of their loved ones. Will they fall ill? Will they develop fatal complications? People are also rightly worried and stressed about the economic impact generated by responses to the virus. What will happen to my job? How will I be able to earn money to pay rent and buy groceries? At the more local level, faculty, staff, and students here at ILC have had to scramble to figure out how to continue the spring semester. Will we be able to return to face-to-face classes? How can we teach online? How can we learn online? When will I be able to see my classmates and friends? As we ask these questions, we can quickly spiral downwards, getting more and more panicked, worried, and stressed. If we continue to ask ourselves these questions and look for answers from doctors or government officials, or even from parents and friends, we will become very frustrated. Why? Because nobody really knows the answers to all these questions. What we are really looking for is an assurance of what our future life on earth will be like. Indeed, at the heart of many of these questions is the sense that we had a plan for life, that this plan has been interrupted, and that we need an immediate answer for when our plan can get back on track. Most preferably in the way we want it to, when we want it to. Instead of looking to humans for answers, though, we need to look to the God who gives us the ultimate answer. Be still and know that I am God. God's answer to us, and not just in moments of world crisis, but his answers to us every day is broken down very simply in this verse. One, be still, and two, know that I am God. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? For our sinful natures, however, both of these points are so difficult to follow. A few years ago, my New Year's resolution was to begin meditating. And being an English professor, I didn't just download an app, but I bought a book, which was called Just Sit. Seems very simple, doesn't it? To begin meditating, just sit and try not to think about anything. If you have ever tried this, though, you know how difficult it is. So difficult, apparently, that you need an entire book to teach you just how to sit. God's direction for us to be still, to be calm, is just as difficult for us to follow. We want instant updates and feedback. We want to be able to refresh our feed and find out the latest information. We want to be able to communicate with everybody right away. We want to do things ourselves and take control of the situation. This is probably why self-quarantining and physical distancing, just staying home, can seem like such a difficult task, though at first glance it seems like the easiest thing in the world to do. This is why God has provided us with a whole book, the Bible, to reveal his will and his directions, showing us how to be still. In our passage for today, and indeed throughout the Bible, God provides us the answer for how to remain calm, to know and to be still. Know that I am God. Many of you, I'm sure, remember the beginning to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the mountains be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling. God describes some very extreme situations here, but tells us directly that because he is God, because he is all-powerful, we have nothing to worry about. Also, because he is eternal and unchanging, he is a very present help in trouble. This psalm praises God for deliverance in battle, but was also used as the basis for Martin Luther's famous Reformation hymn, A Mighty Fortress. Because Luther saw that God rescued his people in the Old Testament, He could trust that God, all-powerful and never-changing, would also rescue his believers and preserve his word in Luther's lifetime. So too, when we look at God's fulfilled promises throughout the Bible, starting with the promise of a Savior to Adam and Eve, we see time and time again how God takes care of his children, even though it doesn't seem like it at that moment. We can think, for example, of Joseph's life. At a time when we are forced to be physically distant from one another, how comforting it is to realize that our powerful God is still with us and will never leave us. We read in Psalm 46, verse 11, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Indeed, God is still our very present help in trouble. Finally, to follow the words, "Be still and know that I am God," we have to realize through faith that our holy and just God sent his Son to die for our sins, and that Christ's death and resurrection assures us of eternal life. The calmness that comes from such faith derives from the relief that we don't have to do anything to make this salvation happen. It's already taken care of. Also, this means that our biggest problems, the inherited diseases of sin and death, have already been solved by God. That gives us the perspective to see that any problem, from the most trivial to a global pandemic, pales in comparison, and that the God who conquered sin and death, the God who loves us as a father, the God who is all-powerful and all-present, is in control of our lives. Therefore, we pray that the Holy Spirit leads us through faith to follow the words of the psalm and be still and know that I am God. Amen.
Today's hymn is hymn 262 from the Lutheran hymnal.
A mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. He helps us free from every need that hath us now o'ertaken. The old evil foe now meets deadly woe. Deep God and great might are his dread arms in fight. On earth is not his equal. With might of ours cannot be done, soon were our loss effected. But for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself erected. As he who is this, Jesus Christ it is, of Sabaoth Lord, and there's none other God. He holds the field.